The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood from the Dell Small Business Studios on the CBS Radio Network. What can the power of music do? Our CBS News colleague Chris Martinez is in Los Angeles with a story for you.
81-year-old Erwin Rosenstein has battled Parkinson's disease and dementia for more than a decade. Even as his illness began to steal much of his mind, his wife says his love for music endured.
He was sitting playing the piano in our home like a dried flower getting a drink of water. He will resurrect.
That gave Carol an idea to start a band for Erwin and others like him. She created a program called Music Mends Minds, bringing together former musicians who now suffer from neurological disorders like dementia.
Most of these people couldn't tell you their name or their address, and you put them together in a musical environment and they come alive.
Dr. Jeff Brunstein, a professor of neurology at UCLA, says,
there's a real link between pleasure centers and music and memory. So I think this is really tapping into a lot of things that they've learned earlier in their life.
Music Mends Minds is looking to form bands across the country and around the world.
Parkinson's patient Diana Davidoff sings with the original group and says it's given her an outlet to be with people who understand her struggles.
So nice to be with people who don't have to be a certain way, just be yourself. And we encourage each other so wonderfully.
Bringing people together, one song at a time.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.